For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Hope you're all doing great out there today, and I hope you're enjoying this broadcast. And remember, if you've missed a broadcast or you really want to just keep, you know, faith comes by hearing, doesn't it? The scripture says, and hearing by the word of God, hearing by God's word. You can hear something once and it might start to stir you, but it's when you obey that stirring and you place yourself under that stirring, I like to say, or place yourself under that teaching or those words of life, that faith starts to be produced in you. You know, this is just coming to me, but this goes both ways. You can sit under anyone's words and faith will be produced, but hey, be careful it's not being produced in the wrong thing that you're listening to. You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there and people are talking all kinds of things. Don't put your faith in it. You put your faith in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The Word of God. It'll stir you. It'll give you an anchor, something to stand on, solid. So make sure you go to the website and re-listen to some of these and these bullets, these important truths. It'll help stir your faith and keep you strong. But we're talking about hindrances to answered prayer. I went through the first one, prayerlessness. Again, go and listen to it if you haven't heard it. Number two, we talked about unbelief. Very important today and maybe tomorrow, because this one, I really want you to check your heart on all these. But today, you know what else can hinder you from having answered prayer? Unconfessed sin, brothers and sisters, or disobedience. Unconfessed sin in a person's life, it puts you outside of the will of God. No, I want you to search your heart. This is very serious stuff. And when you're praying, is there anything that continuously comes up and you just know, you know what, all right, that's it. Today I deal with this. You've been pushing it under a rug or kind of like, you know, it'll be all right. God knows my heart. Yeah, he knows your heart and he wants to get it right. Come on, do it. Deal with it. You repent. You say, God, I'm sorry. Maybe this is why my prayers aren't getting answered. I forsake that sin. I receive right now fresh restoration. Thank you, God, that you will help me to not repeat that sin. You know what? That was a word. I'm telling you. That was a way for some of you to pray. I hope you prayed it. Go to the website if you didn't get that and re-listen to it. That's for you. But unconfessed sin will hinder you from getting your prayers answered. Look at Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it can't save, neither is his ear heavy that it can't hear you. But it's your iniquities. They've made a separation between you and God. See? Unconfessed sin can stop you from having your prayers answered. Psalm 66:18, David said, if I regard iniquity, that's sin, in my heart, the Lord's not going to hear me. He's not going to progress you further, brothers and sisters, than your last area of obedience. So if you've done something and you know it's wrong, it's different if you don't know. He'll illuminate that to you. But if you know it's wrong and you're trying to like scoot by and fake it out there, it's not going to happen. Come on. Let's get real with our Christianity. It's nudging on you. Say, God, I'm sorry. Help me in this. Boom. His grace is right there. His forgiveness is right there. And he does then hear your prayer and he answers prayer. But if it's unconfessed sin, he will not. He will not answer the next prayer because you're harboring unconfessed sin. Proverbs 28:9. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Disobedience, what is it? Same thing as unconfessed sin. You plainly are disobeying, knowing what you need to do. You plainly are disobeying the voice of God when he's unctioned you. 1 John 3:22, whatever we ask, we receive of him because we're keeping his commandments. We're doing the things that are pleasing in his sight. It's just the opposite of unconfessed sin or disobedience. Much more tomorrow. Join me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Rain it down, rain it down.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.